We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, there you go, Ike. We're back. Marks and Reese, 3 o'clock every day leading into the baseball season. We'll give you a little Phillies talk with some Phillies fever. Ike?
Yes.
So the grapefruit season opened over the weekend. You heard both games on 94 WIP.
Mm-hmm.
And I tuned in. I saw some of the game on TV yesterday. I listened to both games, kind of in and out over both days. Bryce Harper hasn't played yet. He will start tomorrow in Clearwater. They tied on Saturday, and they won the game yesterday. So 1-0-1 so far. Noah looked pretty good yesterday at two scoreless innings. And I guess the other big story was Gene Segura played third base. Looked all right over there. Not too bad.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
He made some pretty bad play. I mean, he booted at least three balls. So but it's only the first time he's ever played there. He'll get it together.
Yeah. I mean, he has the arm. He has the one play he made, he should have deferred to the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing a position for the first time, so it's one of those balls where you let the shortstop get. But hopefully, he's going to show enough to where they're comfortable with putting him over there as the starter, so you can have King replay second base. So that was the big story out of yesterday's game. Nick Pivetta, though, Jack, on Saturday didn't fare so well.
No, inning a bunch of bleeders. He's fine.
Well, inning in 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs.
Bunch of bleeders.
Soft contact.
He wasn't hit hard, right?
No, a bunch of soft contact.
There you go. Alec Bohm, 2-for-3. Mickey Moniak had an RBI double as well. Some of their young minor leaguers there, Ikey.
Mm.
Zach Wheeler also will get his first start on Saturday. So
sounds good. We'll be excited for that. The first week of baseball, the spring training baseball, is kind of hard to get into because we know everybody's not going. Everything's sort of getting loosened up.
Well, the pitchers are more or less
Just
trying to
stretch
throw the
themselves
ball.
Out. Yeah. So, you know, by the time we get down there, it'll be some real good stuff going on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 2 weeks from today we'll be down there,
mm-hmm.
right?
You said Bryce is playing.
Bryce will get to his first start tomorrow.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is good. They were playing today or they're playing right now. Maybe
seems like they
now.
Play every day, right?
They do. So.
Split squads.
How did Vince Velasquez pitch today, Jack? How'd he do?
I had 26 pitches in 2 innings. Pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 30 pitches on a 30-pitch limit or whatever. And he's able to get the 2 innings done under 30 pitches, which is massive.
Okay.
Never happened before in Vince Velasquez's career.
All right. There you have it. So that's the Phillies fever.
I am happy that Alex Baum got a big hit today. I mean, not today, but he got a big hit. Because this is what we need coming out of spring training, Jack. We need some excitement.
Well, Baum is definitely
right?
someone that
like, that has to be our spring training. It was Kingery, 2 years ago? He got that deal, but in the spring, we were like, yeah, you got to bring
Excitement,
Scott Kingery
yeah.
up. Yeah, you got to bring Scott Kingery up. And then that flopped when they decided to bring him up early.
Yeah, he didn't have the greatest of years. We were expecting a lot
yeah.
more. But
they're going to wait for Alex, and does he come up this year at all?
He's already setting in. He's already setting an expectation. Where's he going to play?
He's going to play third base.
Well, you just said Segura was terrible over there.
Oh, Segura.
Right.
So Segura will figure it out.
Right. So they're going to have a $14 million backup third baseman.
Goes to second.
And then Kingery goes to center field.
Okay. So it's back to Kingery, even though we want to get him at second base. It's back to Kingery flopping around between positions.
Yes.
What's the best lineup? The best lineup has Bohm at third, Segura at second.
The best lineup is making sure Bohm's ready to come up to the bigs, so when he comes up, he stays there. You don't have to force them to come up in May. You're already doing this. Let them light AAA on fire to where it's like, all right, now you bring them up, maybe a little bit pre-All-Star break. Don't rush it. Why are you already rushing it?
I'm just saying he's not going to be up until at least May because of the service time thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's not going to start the season with the big club. Just let him get his at-bats at AAA. He may struggle a little bit.
That's not
some
fun.
Of the veterans guy.
Well, yeah, that's
I,
no fun.
I know it's not fun, but again, with this whole, you're Mr. Philly, you're setting unrealistic expectations. So now the people out there that listen to you are going to be telling their friends, yeah, Bohm's going to be up in May. No, he's not. We'll see when he's up.
I'll follow your lead, Jack.
Yes, you. You two can team up together with him.
Well, no, he's a baseball expert.
All right, so Jack, now that we're awaiting the word on Ben Simmons, we don't know if it's going to come down before Brett Brown speaks to the media. We don't know if Brett Brown is going to be the one that gives information. We don't know if we don't know what's going to happen. But Ben Simmons was due to have an MRI today. So the minute we hear anything, we will keep you updated so you don't have to go anywhere. But right now, I think everybody would acknowledge that the Sixers are kind of a mess, right? You know, still very much in the conversation as far as positioning for the playoffs, but no one really gets to feel that this team's doing anything this year, right?
No.
No feel right now for that. And now with Ben Simmons down for an extended period of time, at least possibly, it doesn't feel any better.
Well, they've been headed for a first-round tough matchup. It doesn't look like they can get up to the three seed. They needed to sort of have a strong second half to catch Boston for that three seed. So you're looking at a 4-5 matchup, whether it's Indiana, whether it's Miami. If you're not the four seed, meaning you can start off the series at home, I don't think anybody has a ton of confidence in them. You start off a series on the road, this team on the road, you're down 0-2 coming back home. Okay, you win game three because we're going to rip you for 4 days straight for being down 0-2. Mm-hmm. So you know to come home and play well in game three. And then reality sets in game four, you lose game four, and then you go back and lose game five on the road.
Yep.
That's our worst nightmare right there.
9-20.
Out in five in the first series to Boston. Miami. Who would it be worse losing to? Miami or Boston?
Miami.
Yeah, you can't lose to Jimmy Butler.
Can't lose to Jimmy.
But
yeah.
Both would sting.
Both would sting, but yeah, losing to Miami, in the first round.
And Butler would let you know about
it. Oh, yes.
We're used to losing to Boston.
Yeah. No, but like I said, both would sting, but the Jimmy Butler thing would sting worse right now.
Yeah, I got to agree.
Back to the phones. Dash, South Philadelphia. Dash, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
What's up, Dash?
So I just feel like Ike has been a little bit of a hypocrite, and I just wanted to just call and say this.
Okay.
You know, earlier in the show, you were talking about how culture is important of like making, you know, bringing on your big stars and making them, you know, want to win a championship and not just be big stars. And I feel like even though Jimmy Butler was, you know, Jimmy Butler, he kept Embiid in line, and more, he made Embiid want to play harder. Mm-hmm. And yet during summer, all you were talking about was how, oh, Tobias Harris, oh, he's younger, more potential. And you're damn right. But he also isn't the player that Jimmy Butler is, and he'll never be that player probably.
Well, okay. And you may be right. The points aren't that different. But the main reason why you couldn't keep Jimmy Butler was because of Ben Simmons. That's why you couldn't keep Jimmy Butler. Is that Tobias Harris doesn't have a problem playing next to Ben Simmons. Tobias Harris doesn't need to dominate the ball, have the ball in his hands to be effective the way Jimmy Butler did, and they took the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands last year. And you don't have Joel Embiid buddying up to Jimmy Butler, trying to undermine the other star on the team, which is Ben Simmons. So the Sixers were going to have to make a choice between either keeping Ben Simmons or Jimmy Butler. They decided to go with Ben Simmons, which I agreed with. But to your point, Dash, if you listen to the show frequently, I've already made an amends to that. I've already apologized and said I was wrong about Jimmy Butler and we got rid of the wrong guy. So you're right, but I've already said that. But you can't tune in the summertime and then come back now and bring this up. I've already talked about the Jimmy Butler thing.
But yeah.
Jimmy Butler was more of a, he and Ben Simmons don't work out together.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the organization was going to do. What are you going to do?
Yeah. But I mean, I think they wanted him to come back, and he said no.
If Ben Simmons doesn't want to play with Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler is gone.
Right.
That's flat out.
Right. It's pretty simple to see what happened.
Pretty simple, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty
simple. It's pretty simple. One guy was standing in a corner during games while the other guy had the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is – I mean, to your point – again, this is the organizational side of things, mm-hmm. to where it's like you have Ben and you have Joel. Now you're trying to figure out how to build around it, and you used what few pieces that you had left to try to help build it, and it didn't end up working out. To where now you had to re-sign Tobias Harris to that big contract. Now you decided not to bring J.J. Redick back, and you bring in Al Horford, yeah. which hasn't worked out.
Yeah. Now listen, if the organization had the stones to do it. Which I don't know if I would have either. If you wanted to trade Ben Simmons, re-sign Jimmy, and now you got a core of Jimmy, Tobias, and Embiid, and Tobias plays more of the four instead of the three, and you don't bring in Al Horford, you bring in someone else, Jimmy's your two, you bring somebody else in as your one, then maybe you got a better fit. But that requires you to move on from Ben Simmons. Are you going to do that?
Which they weren't doing.
Yeah, are you going to do that?
Let's go to Amish in Dallas, Texas, listening on the radio.com app. Amish, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Amish, what's up, brother?
What's up, Ike? I didn't catch the full start of the conversation you guys had about Joel, but I got in a little while ago, and I don't really have – I can't pick a side only because – I'm emotionally torn, which I shouldn't get so invested, but being a Philadelphian, I'm just consumed by the frustrations and watching this, debacle every night, almost to sort of speak when it's on the road. Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is I feel the other 31 teams in the NBA, their superstars, or the other teams in the NBA, their superstars always seem to elevate themselves, whether it's at home or on the road when it's needed. Joel always looks like a slug. He just doesn't seem interested. So
looks like a what?
What is the? He looks like a slug. He doesn't look interested. He's lethargic.
Okay. Looks out of shape.
I guess to put it in layman's terms, sure. It's a prime time game. The world is watching. You know, two nights before you claim you're the best player in the world. So, I mean. Isn't this the perfect opportunity to back it up? And I just don't feel like he ever backs it up. And it's frustrating, you know?
Don't you think this, though, Amish? Here's my thing. When you have players like this, they need an environment where that stuff isn't permitted. Like, they need to be – like, we talk about how young they are. Like, Embiid and Simmons aren't the only young players around the league. How young is Luka Doncic? How young is he? So, they aren't the only young players around the league. You know why Luka Doncic isn't doing some of the things that Embiid is doing and is thriving and has a team in the playoff hunt in the Western Conference that probably shouldn't be? And you know why they still were winning games when Luka went out? Because Rick Carlisle is the coach. Now, Rick Carlisle has won a championship. Look, Rick Carlisle really put together the team Larry Brown won a championship with in Detroit. That was Rick Carlisle's team, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Then he went to Dallas and won with Avery Bradley's team. But it's because he put a structure in place that allowed them to flourish. Same thing down there in Dallas. So I look at some of these other young players around the league. They aren't going through the same stuff that Embiid and Simmons are going through. One guy won't shoot the ball, right? They kind of push or kind of tell Brett Brown what they're going to do and what they aren't going to do, right? Like, I don't hear this from the other young guys around the league.
No, not like this.
And these are guys that some are even younger than these two.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Coming up, more of this conversation. Also, the new proposal.
Real quick.
For the NFL, yes.
It's funny. Have we heard anything out of Miami about Jimmy Butler? Any negative? Anything?
That being no.
Pat Riley don't play that.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, he'll come around and push us around in our organization.
Because he was part of, what, three pretty weak organizations? Like the Bulls with Garpax.
Minnesota.
Thibodeau, no. And then here. And then here.
Right, and you know what? And
Well, he was here a month before he was yelling at Brett Brown in team meetings.
And Bede would not be doing the same thing if he was in Miami. Mm. There's no doubt about that. Mm. There's no doubt about it. 888-729-9494.
I'm not saying Jimmy's perfect. I'm just saying we haven't heard any stories about Jimmy Butler this year.
Nope.
No team chemistry stuff.
No, they're in fact, they're better than the Sixers, right?
Yeah.
Coming up, the new proposal that's been put out there for the NFL, that part of it we really haven't discussed, but it's something that we think everybody would really, really be excited for. We'll discuss that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, have you been waiting for the perfect time to buy your next vehicle? Guess what? Now's that time, because my guys over at Elite Acura have more certified pre-owned Acuras in their inventory than ever before, and they're all priced to move. Their lot is absolutely packed with dozens of high-quality certified pre-owned Acuras for every budget and every lifestyle. Talking low-mileage vehicles, one-owner vehicles, you name it, they've got it. Plus, all their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a rigorous, comprehensive 182-point inspection. Trust the process. Their factory-trained technicians inspect everything inside and out, so you'll always get a vehicle that upholds Acura's elite standards. Now's the time to drive home the Acura you want at the price you want. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make. Only at Elite Acura. Home of the Elite Advantage on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the giant billboard. You can't miss it. Or you can shop their entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.